أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبالله أستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us. And we should be thankful that He had given us the chance to sit down and discuss the gleaming, enlightening words of the Holy Quran, Al-Wahi, Al-Ilahi. The last session we have reached Ayah number 92 of Surah Yusuf, and inshallah ta'ala, with Allah's help, we will begin today number 93, and until we reach somewhere, inshallah ta'ala. until last week, we have discussed that Yusuf, he could not tolerate this plan anymore. And he have told his brother that he was Yusuf, and they showed remorse, and therefore he forgave them. And let's see what happened now from that point on. Now, in a hadith, it said that, of course, the drought was too tough. There was no food. And of course, as you know, people need food almost on a daily basis. So, and now they are in an agony. Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet, his progeny, and him, is thinking that, well, look what happened. We are in a disastrous situation, and I lost three sons of mine. I don't know where they are. Yusuf, his brother Benjamin, and his oldest son. In the process, the hadith said his back even became low like this, you know, went down. He cried so much. So, and their need became greater and greater. So, he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to the king or Al-Aziz of Egypt. What did he write in this letter? And he said, before, he's told his sons, before he sent some of his sons, and he said, before you go ahead and you talk, give him the letter, and then you can talk. What did he say in this letter? That it said, yes, subhanAllah, at the end, when Yusuf read the letter, he started crying. But of course, don't forget that this is his father also, the one that he had not seen in years and years and years, sending him a letter. His father started, now this is a summary of it, started the story of their grandfather, Ibrahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And that he, because of his faith, because of his belief, they were going to throw him in the fire. That is a great disaster by itself. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. Not only that, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with slaughtering his son. He passed. And then it went all the way to himself. And he said, now it is my test. My disaster, my test is the disaster of losing my Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And then he said, the one that right now is sitting in the place of Yusuf is my other son, Benjamin, the one that is with Yusuf right now. And they told me that he had stolen the cup of the king. And I would like to tell you that we are a family that we do not steal. We are a pure family. We are a virtuous family. Yusuf, you have imprisoned my son. You have added to my agony. My sadness had increased. My tragedy became more and more. My back, because of the sadness, became humped. Therefore, please, have a favor upon us by letting him come back. Also, give us food and be easy for us with the prices. Of course, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is reading the letter. As he was reading the letter, they saw that Yusuf started crying. And he was really sobbing and crying. After this crying, then he asked his brother, "Did you know what you have done to Yusuf?" Yes, subhanAllah, in which now the recognition became, and they knew Yusuf, who he was. Now, later on, from number 93, what did he say, Yusuf? After now he introduced himself to his brothers, they saw each other and they realized, yes, subhanAllah, everything was great for Yusuf. Yes, subhanAllah, the plan that they have planned for Yusuf, to let him be out of the picture. Now he is in a much greater position, in a much better position, and he is in a greater location than theirs. And look what and how they are. And look at Yusuf and where he is in greatness. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "Take my shirt." What kind of a shirt was this? He said, "Take my shirt and throw it and put it on the face of my father. He will be a seeing person again." SubhanAllah. What kind of a miracle is that? A shirt will do that? Now, it has many explanations, but I try to concentrate on the Holy Quran and the hadith that is written. Yusuf said, ayah number 93, he said, "Idhhabu biqamisi hada fa'alquhu ala wajhi abi ya'ti basiran wa'atuni bi'ahlikum ajma'in." Yusuf, at this moment, he told his brothers, "My dear brothers, take my shirt, this shirt, and go to my father. And put it on the face of my father, throw the face of my father. Immediately my father will be a seeing person again. He will see. And also take all of your family and come to me." Now, Yusuf is extending an invitation to all of his brothers, his wives, his their sons, and probably if they had grandsons and so forth. So, they did that. Ya subhanAllah. Now, what is the story of this shirt? The hadith, as the hadith said, you know, in which I said I will try to hold on to. This hadith is written in Al-Ayashi, you know, the book, a book called Al-Ayashi. It said that this shirt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Where did it come from? The angels brought it from the heaven. So therefore it has the scent and the smell of heaven in it. That scent, with the purity of a prophet, they could smell it from miles away. From miles and miles away. So this shirt that was given to Ibrahim, Ibrahim gave it to his son Ishaq, Isaac. Isaac gave it to Jacob, that the pure prophets, the prophecy, each one gives it. And Jacob gave it to Yusuf. And it said that that shirt is with the 12th apostle and Mahdi al-Muntadhar al-Hujja ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. He is the one that is possessing it right now. He is the one that inherited it. I mean, after all, he is the heir to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he is there. So it went through all the way to our Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and then to Amir al-Mu'mineen, his sons, and to al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. That is why, later on, when Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, take my shirt. So they took the shirt and he said, give it, throw it at the face of my father. Immediately he will be seeing. He will come out of the blindness to basir, to person who will be seeing. And take all of your family and come to me. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرِ. Now, convoy again took off from Egypt all the way to the town of Ibrahim. The town of Jacob, Ya'qub, alayhi salam. Ya subhanAllah, the convoy is going. The herd, amazing. The herd, Jacob, Yusuf's father, Jacob was saying, I am saying that I am smelling the smell of Yusuf. Now, ya subhanAllah, lawla an tufannidun. Now, you know, it seems like I am afraid that you guys will be thinking that I'm becoming senile. You know, the senility happens when a person becomes old. In other words, I'm afraid you will not believe me. But I am smelling the smell of Yusuf. إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. Ya subhanAllah. I am smelling the smell of Yusuf. You know, subhanAllah, for these are prophets. These are messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today, brothers and sisters, we are discussing their lives and what happened to them. So we will take a lesson. Yes, I know it's a beautiful story. But just imagine at this moment what is going in the heart of Jacob. The one that he cried and cried and cried until his eyes lost its vision and he became blind, or the whiteness even went, until his back became humped from weakness and old age. Ya subhanAllah. So the brothers, they arrived. They said, قال, they said, تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم. Ya subhanAllah. What they thought is that their father is still at, you know, here the word dalal, you know, think that a person who's gone astray from the right path doesn't mean that kind of a dalal, but you see, you really over exceeded the love of Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and you have over exceeded mentioning him. Brothers, a lesson we have to take. When a person is religious, you know, a lot of times, when I go to a city, ya subhanAllah, I see the scholar of that town as if he has been secluded. As if that the scholar is in one place and the rest of the community in another place. Brothers, do you know what people would answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, that scholar also needs love, he needs attention, he needs care. Why? Because he is a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be secluded. No. Matter of fact, he should be more bothered. Zahimu al-ulama. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, go and use him and be like a burden on him. Because every time you go and see him, you will gain something. Just by looking at his face, you may remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, brothers, don't you ever, when you are in a place and you know that that place has a scholar, choose your scholar, the best of them, and give him a call a bit. Ask him a question. How are you, my dear father? And the scholars are in the position of fathers for the community. You know, ask them a question, ask them a blessing, ask them a dua. You know, it makes that connection. This is how it's supposed to be. Not saying that you are gone astray. And this was a duty. This is what Jacob was doing. He was crying all the time, showing the importance of Yusuf. It is not emotional issue. A lot of people think that when Imam Zain al-Abidin, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was crying, for instance, for Imam Hussein. No, it was an emotional issue. This was his father, and therefore he was emotional. These imams will not be moved by tons and mountains of disasters. They've been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason why they cried, because of the importance of the matter. Amir al-Mumineen, salamullahi alayhi, when he looks at the person, he looks at it because of the importance of the issue. Not because this is his wife or this is his father-in-law when he cries, for instance. Because all of their life is nothing but the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Hussein, if Jacob, Ya'qub, is crying, he's crying for Yusuf because of the importance of Yusuf. He appreciates Yusuf. Otherwise, it's not that kind of an emotional issue. A lot of people think it's emotion. The reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi loved Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha is because he was her father. No, it is way bigger than that. Rasulullah will not tell anyone, you're like my soul, my spirit. But he said it to Fatima Zahra. Ruhi, she is in the position of Ruhi alladhi bayna jambay. She is like a soul inside of me. This is Fatima Zahra. And he is not saying because of an emotional issue. Subhanallah. I mean, if it was, why didn't he say the same statement for Ibrahim, his son, or Al-Qasim, Abu Al-Qasim Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why he didn't say that for his sons? No, but he said it for Fatima al-Zahra, the lady of the ladies, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, his cry was because of that, but did his sons, did the people around him, saw that? No, they didn't. Just like, again, a great scholar, a grand scholar, who is sitting in the middle of a city and nobody is even saying hi to him. Nobody is picking up a phone and saying, Mulana, just make a dua for me. Mulana, I just wanted to say salam to you. And so forth. It's supposed to be done. If Rasulullah said, Zahim al-Ulama, means try to be a burden, try to see him at least once a week, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said. فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ. Now, of course, who is al-Bashir? It says that the Bashir was Yehuda. Again, the oldest son. He was the oldest son. فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْبَشِيرُ. قال, said, you know, and he put the shirt on his father's face, and yeah, subhanAllah, as soon as he put the shirt on his father's face, his father became a seeing person. Not only that, but it seems like he just suddenly had a great boost of energy. He became powerful again. He became strong again. And not only that, but he also said, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You know, subhanAllah. You know, usually if it was us, you know, per se, what we will say, didn't I tell you? Didn't I know better than you do? Didn't I tell you that I knew it all? I knew that this would happen? But no. A humble person. A person who sees the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who knows that we are nothings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest provider. You know, as it says, we are mumkinul wujud. Our existence is possible. If a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, we will be. And if a command came, we will not be. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So therefore, if Allah wanted something, all what He says is be, and it shall be. So Ya'qub, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as soon as they put the shirt on his eyes, he became seeing. He told his sons, didn't I tell you that I have a knowledge that Allah taught me, and you guys did not, you sons did not know. Truly, ignorance is a great blindness, brothers and sisters. You know, and I really feel, a lot of times I go to a certain place, and the other person, no matter how you explain, he cannot see what you're saying. He cannot comprehend. He is only circling himself in the domain of his own knowledge. He cannot get out because he's blind. Or he's only seeing the 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet that's in front of him. That's it. He's not seeing further. Yes, subhanAllah. And for 30 years, Jacob, Ya'qub, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet's progeny and him, he had to suffer with his sons. They did not see the importance of their father. They did not appreciate such a great father that they have. You know, usually when someone is with us all the time, we do not appreciate him. You know, it's as they say, the people who are living on the shore, they do not appreciate the beauty of the shore until they go somewhere that there isn't. So, you know, when there is such a father, use him. Use him in order to escalate yourself to be higher and higher and higher in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not knowing him, not appreciating him. Yes, subhanAllah. So, he said, and not giving himself the credit, saying, didn't I say that I knew? And Allah taught me what you do not know. The sons said, now they understand the father. Who is the father? Who is this great person? قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَ. With greatness, they said, O Father, please, we ask you a very, very, very important thing. What we want you to do is to forgive our sins. We were at a fault. We were at a mistake. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Ask Allah, istighfar, ask Allah to repent, to forgive us. We repent. But we want you to ask Allah to give us forgiveness. A very important, beautiful point here, let me show. You know, a lot of people, they say, well, I go and repent by myself. Fine, that's right. You didn't say there is anything wrong. But is it better if you repent with that kind of a conceit and arrogance, you know? Or if you go to a grand scholar, to a scholar that is pious and religious, and Allah tested him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the seal of importance in this man, and he asks forgiveness for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's a great difference. You know, a lot of people, I go to the hospitals, and I mentioned several times, Lord bestowed his favor upon me, and I'm a chaplain, and I go to the hospitals. And as I go to the hospital, a lot of people, I say, you had a son? They said, oh yes, I had a son, and my grandmother made the adhan on the right and on the left. But I said, listen, why, you have your scholar. Why don't you ask your scholar, say, my dear beloved scholar, my dear beloved, you are a pious man. I want the vibes of your voice to come and hit the ears of my son or daughter, my newborn. Not my adhan or iqama. I don't trust mine. But you, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you want to pray for each other, ask the prayer of your friend, your people, your religious, your scholar. And this is an issue here. This is, he said, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, O Father, we understand. Please, our Father, you make istighfar. You ask Allah forgiveness for us. We were at a fault. We were at a mistake. You know, once again, couldn't they do it for themselves? Yes, everybody can. Everybody can. As I said, when there is a newborn, he can go and take the little baby and say Allahu Akbar. Everybody knows adhan, everybody knows iqama. Say the four times Allahu Akbar, the two times Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and so forth, and the iqama. But is it better? I myself, for instance, if I was somewhere and I knew that there was somebody better than me in knowledge, I would beg him. I said, please, sir, I will send a car, I will send money, whatever, you just come and say the adhan and iqama in my the ears of my son or daughter, my newborn. A point that we should use in our lives, not to let our scholars to sit down in their homes and be neglected. Let them be a steps for you toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The father, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, what did he say? He said, قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. You see, these are technical points, brothers and sisters. Now, when you take your car to a mechanic, you say, fix this. Yeah, of course, to you, if you think I know how to do it, you say, okay, let me open this and whatever that, and suddenly you see that you have broken things without knowing. But some people, they know the technical aspects. You see that Jacob, he said, قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. Why he said سَوْفَ? What is the difference between sa or sofa? Of course, they said, Father, istaghfir lana. Please, Father, right now ask Allah for our repentance. Jacob knew that not all the time are the same. Time is different. An hour is not the same as the other hour. A night is not the same as another night. Laylatul Qadr, is it the same as the rest of the nights? Brothers, with all due respect, the evening of Arafah, Yawm Arafah, which is from noon, religious noon, until dusk, until sunset, is that time the same as any other time? Yeah, subhanAllah, it isn't. The time that a prophet has been born, is it the same? Does it have the same blessings as the rest? Same thing. Our people are different. When some grand scholar with piety makes a dua, is this the same as everybody else's dua? It isn't. They're not equal. The difference is the equality, you know, of somebody. A pound of diamond versus a pound of dirt. If you know the difference between the prices of these two. So the words that comes out of the scholar's mouth is much higher, is much bigger. So here, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, Sawfa astaghfiru lakum Rabbi. I know something that you don't know. I will wait until the midnight, after midnight, Sahar, when it's dark, when it's me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will make a dua then for you. I will make istighfar then for you, my dear beloved sons. I know that that time is much better. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ فِي الْأَسْحَارِ Sahar is a great time for making istighfar. Brothers, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And we do that, inshallah ta'ala, at the sahar time, inshallah ta'ala. Now, what happened here? Still, Yusuf just sent his shirt to his father. Jacob, Yaqub, just had a whiff of a smell, of scent of Yusuf. It revived him. It gave him vision. He started seeing again. He became strong again. What is this? He have not seen Yusuf yet. What is going to happen? How he's going to go and see his father? What Yusuf is going to do? Yes, subhanAllah. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, in the next session, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our hearts to understand the Holy Quran better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be closer to our grand scholars, to our imams, our pure imams. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.